Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. We probably all complain from time to time, but as a way of life, it can be very destructive. It's been wisely said that complaining doesn't solve problems, it only attracts them. Complaints were clearly a feature of the church in Philippi, and Paul was eager that they should stop. His comments remind us of the people of Israel during their 40 years in the wilderness. Even though they had observed God miraculously leading them out of slavery in Egypt, it wasn't long before the complaints began. Paul challenged his readers to live in such a way that they couldn't be criticized, because that would only damage their Christian witness. He had no illusions about how hard this would be. His description of the world being full of crooked and perverse people was clearly based on his own personal experiences. He knew how tough life in the world was, and he could see that if the Philippian Christians lived out their faith in the way he described, they would stand out from the people around them. No doubt they would often be tempted to withdraw from the world, but Paul insisted that their calling was to be in it. If you've been to Christian conferences or holidays, you may well have had the feeling, as I often have had, that it would be wonderful to have stayed there enjoying the worship and the fellowship. It can be very hard to get back into normal life after those precious times. But the fact is that God has not called us to cut ourselves off from the world. He uses such special times to build us up so that we can live our lives in the midst of people who think and act very differently from us. Tough as it may be, we need to play a full part in the life of our communities, praying that, miraculously, we might be able to shine the light of Christ in our dark world. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you able to shine for Christ in your daily life? Now let me pray with you. Lord, forgive us for those times when we're prone to complain and argue. Fill us with your Spirit today so that we'll be able to shine for you, however tough life might be. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.